Hi, boys and girls. This is Tammy.
And this is Jim.
And this is Susie.
And this is Allie.
And this is Muffin.
And this is Grumpy.
And we're all here today to tell you a story.
Jimmy, though, before we tell the story, I think we ought to give everybody a description of us so that they'll know what we look like.
You mean a description?
That's a description of us.
Okay. Suze, how about you starting out telling us what Allie looks like?
Okay. Allie's a big, bright, green alligator with a big mouth with lots of teeth.
Thanks, Suze.
And now, Allie, you tell us what Susie looks like.
Well, Susie's a little bit on the chubby side.
Now, Allie.
Well, Suze, I told you you should go on a little diet, you know.
Allie.
Well, she's really cute, though, Jim. She's got long yellow braids, and she's a cute little girl.
And I'm Muffin, and I'm going to tell you what Grumpy looks like. Grumpy looks grumpy.
He looks like a Cocker Spaniel.
He looks like a sad Cocker Spaniel.
A sad Cocker Spaniel.
And I'm going to tell you what Muffin looks like. Muffin looks like a beautiful, big, kind St. Bernard. But he's not really a St. Bernard, but he has long ears, and he's kind of blonde-looking. Well, enough now for introductions. Let's get on with the story. The Man Caught by a Fish.
Oh, now, Jim. Now, I've heard of people catching fish, but I've never heard of a fish catching people, Jim.
Well, this is a true story. It's from the Bible.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Jim. Could I have a big part? I mean a real big one.
Why, sure, I'd like the whole gang to help me tell the story, okay?
Oh, good idea.
Good idea.
Now, let me see. Susie, you said you wanted a big part?
Oh, yes, Jim.
Well, let me see. The biggest part in the whole book would be, of course, Jonah, because he's the main character.
I'll take it.
All right, Susie, can you play the part of a man, Susie?
Oh, I certainly can. I make the best man you ever did see.
All right, you try, Susie. You be Jonah.
I will.
I want a good part, too, Jim. Now, I don't want to play any dum-dum this time. I want a good part.
Well, let's see. We have one other big part, and it's a very, very important part, but it's a very reverent part. It's the part of God.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll be God.
We must be very reverent now.
Oh, I'll be reverent. I'll be very reverent.
All right, so you be God. All right, and let me see. Muffin, would you take a little part?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I really like to have a part in the story.
What about me?
Well, Grumpy, there'll be a small part for you, too. Let's open to page one of our storybook, The Man Caught by a Fish.
Goody, goody, goody.
When God looked down on Nineveh, that city made him sad because the things its people did were almost always bad.
My part now, Jim, right? I'm God.
Very reverent now.
The way they live must change,
God thought.
A prophet must be sent.
So God told Jonah he should go and tell them to repent.
Oh, here comes my part.
But Jonah didn't want to go.
I don't want to go to Nineveh. I just don't want to go to Nineveh. I can't waste my time on strangers who don't love the Lord and who are not friends of mine. I won't go. I'm just not going.
So Jonah left that day and bought a ticket on a ship that went the other way.
I could have fooled him.
He went aboard and looked around the inside of the ship.
God won't find me here,
he thought.
I'm just gonna rest up on this trip.
But as he slept, God sent a storm with winds that were so strong that soon the sailors were afraid their ship would not last long. And as the waves became so high that they could sink the boat, they threw the cargo overboard to keep the ship afloat. Nothing helped. Then someone said,
the storm was sent because of something someone of us has done. To find him, let's draw straws.
And Jonah drew the shortest straw.
Jim, I want to change parts. Jim, I want to change parts.
You can't change parts now.
Jim,
we're in the middle of the story.
Are you the one?
Has your God sent this storm on us because of what you've done?
Oh, dear.
And on the slippery deck, he faced the men. His face was grim.
I tried to run away from God, but one can't run from him. I know these winds and mighty waves were sent here by the Lord. So if you want to stop this storm, well, I don't want to say it, Jim.
Say it.
Throw me overboard.
Oh, we can't do
we
that.
We can't do that. We
no,
can't,
we
do,
can't
that.
Do that.
They cried aloud. They tried to row instead. It didn't help.
Oh, it's not helping.
So in the end, they did what Jonah said.
No.
And as soon as he was overboard, the sea was calm again.
Glub, glub, glub. I can't breathe! Somebody help me! I can't breathe!
And then all the men knelt down and prayed to God right then. As Jonah sank beneath the waves,
help me, somebody!
He couldn't hold his breath.
I can't hold my breath no longer! Somebody help me!
But God had sent a mighty fish to rescue him from death.
I don't like fish.
The fish swam up, mouth open wide, and swallowed Jonah down. So in the belly of the fish, God didn't let him drown. 3 days and nights he cried to God because he was afraid.
God, get me out of here! Please, God, get me out of here! If you get me out of here, God, I'll do anything!
You should have gone to Nineveh,
God told him as he prayed.
To you the Ninevites are strange, but they're my people too. You should have brought my word to them as you were told to do.
Get me out of here, God, and I'll do it! Get me out of here!
And then God sent the fish towards land, and with a mighty cough, the fish dumped Jonah on the sand and turned and then swam off.
Oh, boy. Oh, was it ever cute out there? You just can't even imagine.
And Jonah knew what he must do.
I'm going to Nineveh. I'm going to run as fast as I can. I'm getting to Nineveh.
Susie, would you stop ad-libbing? Oh. He started off towards Nineveh without a backward glance.
Not even going to glance backward.
And when he got to Nineveh, he preached all through the town.
Well, I'm going to preach it. In 40 days, you all will die. My God is coming down. You wonder why? Just look around. You'll see the things you do. And most of what you say and think is mean and wicked, too.
They hung their heads in shame. Some cried. They didn't even eat. They put on rags, took off their shoes, and walked in their bare feet. As God looked down, he saw their hearts had changed. They understood. And so he thought,
I won't destroy them as I once said I would.
Then Jonah went outside the walls to watch the Lord come down.
Those 40 days have long since passed. God should destroy this town.
Now God had caused a plant to grow to give him extra shade. But Jonah only sat and sulked inside the booth he made.
I'm sitting here sulking in this booth I made, and I'll just stay here,
he told himself,
where I can watch this town.
And as he sat, he was surprised. The leaves were falling down.
What's the matter here? What's the matter here? The leaves are falling down. Now I've kind of lost my shade.
And in the stem, he saw a hole he thought a worm had made. He bent and looked.
I think a worm's killed it. Why, that mean little worm. I don't like all that mean little worm,
Jonah said. And he was angry with the worm because the plant was dead.
I'm angry with that worm because the plant's dead. Now I've kind of lost my shame.
But then God came and spoke to him.
What kind of man are you? You feel so sorry for a plant. Why not this city too? Just think how happy they must be. Why do you have that frown? The angels cheer when one is saved. Through you, I saved a whole town.
And that's the story of the man caught by a fish. Susie?
Yeah?
What did we learn from that story?
Well, we learned that you can't run away from God.
That's right. And it also teaches us how much God really loves his people.